This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Is it just me, or has TV gotten really complicated? I'm either endlessly searching for my favorite shows or subscribing to a dozen different streaming services to make sure I can watch everything I love. And I'm not even saving that much money compared to my old cable bill. Thankfully, Philo has changed all that for me. One service, all the stuff I need. Philo's got current seasons of the shows I can't miss live on networks like Paramount, A&E, MTV, Discovery, and TLC. Classics like The Office, Martin, and Friends that I never get sick of, and all of the incredible originals on AMC Plus, from Mad Men to Orphan Black. Don't forget their library of more than 75,000 movies and shows, all of which I can save and re-watch anytime for a whole year. Never miss a minute of shows like Gypsy Rose, Life After Lockup on Lifetime, Yellowstone, or Fatal Attraction. Best of all, with Philo, you get all this for just $28 a month. No contracts, no hassles. Just one subscription and a world of entertainment. So go to philo.tv and check it out for a free 7-day trial. That's philo.tv to start watching.
All right, so let me ask a question. We'll get back to the Lions here in like 5 minutes. We've done all Lions all day, if I may. should Indiana make the playoffs? By the way, Rico and I just had this conversation off the air, so can I share it on?
Yeah.
Why do coaches still refuse math? Memphis, it's Maui Invitational. Okay, I know this is early, and I don't even care about college hoops this early in the year, but it's been a thing in the office. Birchie Kidd is a huge UConn guy. You're up three. You got about 10 seconds left in the game, and I understand a lot of people go, well, it's too early to foul. Is it, with the way that young people have grown up on Steph Curry, I feel like every scrub-a-dub right. can fire a 30-footer contested, you know, sitting on a beanbag.
Right.
Like, I'm not letting that shot go up. Right. I'm fouling.
Because when number 10 drove to the lane, there's my foul. Make sure the ball does not leave his hands.
That's
and
it.
And you get two shots. I'm going to tell the ref, I'm going to foul him. So yes. Make sure you blow the whistle.
Like, I'm not allowing that. So, Sorry. I just, again, it coaches, is. Math.
Because
why?
Because if we just play good defense, we'll still win the game. It's like, you're up three. Well, what? And then I've had this conversation. What if they make it and then miss the second one on purpose and then they get the rebound and then we foul them on the rebound? I'm like, what you're asking for is the equivalent of not getting one but two onside kicks back to back. Can it happen? Yes. Is it probable? No.
It's just math. Now, again, I know what you're going to say. Well, Memphis isn't a great free throw shooting team, et cetera, et cetera. I have such an issue when we allow moon balls to go up.
Bro, I told you, between five to eight seconds left,
yeah,
foul. And if the right person touches it, and he's like a 30% free throw shooter, immediately.
My real question was this, and then we'll do Lions at five again. I got into a war with Cookies on the pod. I don't think Indiana should be in this playoff. I wanted your guys' take. I'm going to back away from this. You and David and Kenny, should Indiana be in?
I'm going to say yes. Indiana should be in. They played their schedule. If other teams would have won games and made it in, you could say, okay, well, they are fraudulent. Okay, the playoffs will expose the fact that you are fraudulent, but they did win their games, and you're like, oh, well, you know, look at these other teams, and if they would have played this schedule. The one argument that I had this conversation with Cookies, and he brought up a point, and I'm like, I can't fight that. When all of these other teams, like the Alabamas, play bad teams, they lost. When Indiana played bad teams, they beat the bad teams.
Yeah, but who were the bad to see this? Okay. God, Cookie's argument is so pathetic. Oh, yeah, you played a bad team like Auburn, who's got like 44 star players, who's talented, who just beat A&M.
And I guess
SEC mid and bad dominate the Big Ten. The Big Ten's average is a football game like Rutgers in Illinois. That's not the same planet as what you face in the SEC. Hey, bearded wonder, want to step up and defend your conference? Your credibility's on the line.
Every time I've tried to bring this up, people have laughed at me because we're in Big Ten country. People go, oh, the Big Ten and the SEC, they're the same thing. No, they're not, man. What are we talking about here? You're exactly right when you say the SEC's mid and bad. Couldn't, you know, the Big Ten can't hold a candle to that.
That's my whole point. Like Cookie's big thing was, Ole Miss isn't any good. Really? So you beat Georgia, you played who? Oh, well, they lost too, and you fill in the blank, and it's like, yeah, they went to the swamp. Florida's good now. Go ahead, put Florida in the Big Ten. Ready? Who can't Florida beat in the Big Ten? Well, they can't beat Oregon, and they can't beat Ohio State. Guess what? I'd pick them to beat everybody else in the Big Ten right now. The Big Ten is poop.
Mike, the only problem is, until we play those games like the Big Ten SEC crossover games and we get a gauge, I can only base it on the records.
Yeah, but the problem I have is Indiana had the 106th ranked strength of schedule. You had essentially 11 bye weeks. Do you know how hard it is to play in the SEC? Back to back to back, and you're like, oh, we're hosting Ole Miss. We're in Death Valley on a Saturday night. Now we're over at Kyle Field, and your break is Jordan-Hare Stadium against Auburn.
Right.
But we don't have that here.
No, Mike, but here's the thing, and I know, I think I know what you're going to say. Hear me out. It wasn't Indiana's fault that Michigan was no good this year. It wasn't Indiana's fault that Michigan State was no good this year.
No, but it is Indiana's fault that Ryan Day put a baby in him. That was a joke of a game. They didn't have 100 yards of total offense until the four-minute mark of the fourth quarter. That was your one game, your one dance recital, and you bleeped yourself wearing white pants. I can't do it. They, you know what Indiana was? They were James Houston's pants on Saturday. I can't do it. You have one game. How can, right here, right now, neutral field, who wins, Ole Miss or Indiana? It's not even close. That's a 14-point game.
Can I answer the question?
I'm sorry. I get so revved up because I'm like Kenny. I get so angry, all these people dangling off of a cow's udder. Oh, the Big Ten, right, the Big Ten. The Big Ten's not good.
But it gets to a point where, okay, if that's the case, then just put 12 teams from the SEC in the championship game.
Yes.
Because it's like you can't just genuflect and say it doesn't count that you lost because you're in the SEC. You have to win these games.
No, what really needs to happen is you take the six best teams from the SEC and a couple good ones from the Big Ten. You go form your own league. Get out. Leave the rest of us alone.
This was the schedule before last week, obviously, was UMass for Georgia, so nothing crazy. But before that, it was Florida, followed by going to Ole Miss, followed by hosting Tennessee. I mean, these are really, really quality teams, right? Back to back.
Meanwhile, Cookies wants you to believe that number four Penn State is good. Cutscene. Minnesota? Put Minnesota on a field with any of the teams Kenny just mentioned. They'd launch Fleck out of a cannon. My problem is the top of the Big Ten, whether it was Michigan the last 3 years or this year with Oregon, Ohio, it's a two-team conference here. People want to dog out Alabama. Fine. Pull up Bama's schedule. Look at these losses. Like, we mock Oklahoma and Auburn like they're absolute trash. Put them on a field against Rutgers and Illinois. What's it look like?
No, I think for Alabama, it's DeVandy. Like, really? You lost DeVandy? That's your smart school in the conference. That's the one that's going to hurt them. Because in people's minds, that's like losing to Northwestern.
But what's the equivalent of a road trip to Norman in the Big Ten?
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. for millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
You know what I'm saying? Like, who are these? Like, when you look at Iowa, when you look at Wisconsin.
I was going to say probably Iowa,
but they're no good. They're bad. See, this is where Cookies doesn't want to hear it because, again, and he was Clint Eastwood this morning on the podcast. The games have to matter. I go, Jim, do you actually watch these games or just yell about them? Turn on your Big Ten game with what you consider mediocrity and then turn on the SEC. There's one or two bad teams in the SEC. Like Mississippi State is regrettable, okay? I would say Kentucky is bad. Who else is bad? You drop South Carolina in the Big Ten, they win 10 games.
Are you discounting the Big Ten a little bit? Just 10 games?
I watch the games. We do not have the quality of athlete. We don't have the depth of athlete. We do not have the depth of teams. The Big Ten middle class is poverty. Now, top of the pops with Oregon and Ohio State, I can't argue that. Penn State is a fraud. Here's what Penn State does. Play one or two big games a year, invariably get smoked in both of them, then get fat and happy on crap. You can't do that in the SEC. Think about the scheduling. Whoa, Indiana played the 109th-rate schedule. How could you ever have a schedule like that in the SEC? You wouldn't. Too much quality. Right. Then Cookie's argument is, well, the SEC, they should play a ninth game. Well, they'd all lose to each other. And I'm like, well, you've just undone your whole argument. If by adding an extra conference game, you're baking in losses, you're telling me the SEC's really tough, which just, zippity-doo, undoes your last 10 minutes of yelling. Indiana shouldn't be in.
No.
You didn't play anybody. You know who Indiana is? They're like one of those goofball teams in March Madness.
See, I think Indiana would have, if Michigan was good, I think we would have had, okay, you played two good teams.
Totally.
But they didn't. That's why.
Look at the non-conference who they play.
If they purposely went out and just scheduled all bad teams, I'm with you. But if you schedule these teams and they happen to be bad, I can't
my
fault
point,
you for
no,
that.
No, I know.
The non-conference, absolutely. You chose that path.
FIU and Charlotte and boobity-boo. I just, again, on the week-to-week in the Big Ten, who's Indiana's best win? It's Michigan. Think that over.
No, I would even say it's losing to Ohio State.
There you go. And when your best win's a loss, I can't put you in.
Because that game, it's funny. I saw that game before, Mike, this year. It's when Indiana came to MSU. MSU scored 10 points and then said, good night, we're leaving.
Sorry. I needed 5-minute discussion on that out of a 4-hour show. We can get back to the Lions because they are the big story of the day.
Yeah, but, yeah. I was actually going to listen to that later because Cookie said that you guys got into it.
He was out of his mind. I don't know what was going on. Maybe his wife's got him on some of those supplements something. Yeah, he was all bricked up. He was like Shannon Sharp entering the studio today. Okay. I'm like, what is your problem? He was screaming about the Big Ten. And I'm like, bro, you went to a safety school. You didn't even go to a Big Ten school. What is this pride you're showing here?
We had this conversation pre-Lions pregame show.
And so he's been horned up about this for 24 hours.
Because he was like, Indiana's... Man, the best thing that happened to Indiana was that Alabama and a lot of teams lost because they still get in. But I said, they're not going to be playing at home.
If Indiana played in the SEC and played an average schedule, they'd be a 6-6 team. Argue it.
I can't because...
Okay, so then that's where I need Jim to just stop.
No, because Mike, and I know what you're going to say, but yeah, this is true. If you flipped the schedules and you gave MSU that Indiana schedule...
We'd have 7 or 8 wins now.
They'd be a ranked team.
Right, so it's like, I'm not... Look...
So I understand what you're saying.
It's just hard for me to reward that, and much less get yelled at about it, but I wanted your guys' take, that's all. Look, I know they'll get in, but that's not the conversation I wanted to have.
I think they'll get in. I think they lost the right to play any game in Bloomington. You're going on the road and, you know, cross your fingers, but you will probably be that bad game, just like I think the group of five team will be that bad game.
Yeah, because Boise's not good. Nice survival out in Laradice. Come on. But hey, this is what y'all wanted. God bless. You enjoy it.
But here's the thing.
Yeah, what?
Yeah, it is fun, Mike, to see that right here, right now. I don't know who's in. I like this.
God bless. Lions talk resumes momentarily. If you have thoughts on that, please feel free. But we will continue to bring the Lions into the forefront. 97.1.